A reading from Luke 10, 38-42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
I just would love to expound on this, because it's a little confusing,
okay,
I think, in terms of really what it might be saying. Obviously, it's breaking from convention to a certain extent. It's a very famous passage, but I'd love to hear how you read it and what Jesus is saying here.
Let's throw some cultural things. When you sit at someone's feet, that was the position of student to teacher. That was just the way it was done in those times. That was an expression. It would not be likely that a woman would sit at a rabbi's feet. It's not going to happen. A woman's place in that culture was to care for the family and to prepare meals. So to begin with, there's a rather bold statement about both Mary and Jesus in this. Jesus is opening the world up, and he's saying those who can enter into the world of learning and the deeper things of life are not just men, but women. Jesus is very inclusive. And then about Mary, who has this interest, she's thinking outside of the cultural norms and bounds that have been set up for her in the past. Martha does the thing that's expected of her. She's in the kitchen preparing food, which is noble. But where Martha breaks down in this story is she's comparing her role to what Mary is doing. And Jesus does something which would be very similar to a book that was written a while ago called From Good to Great. Jesus is saying, Martha, what you're doing is very good, and if you were to do it and simply do it as service and not be care about whether you are recognized, that would be very valuable. But Mary has chosen what is the better for her. And in this moment, she selected a higher a calling for herself. She's moved from good to great. And so it's not really a...
Either or. It's
right. Yeah. And it's not... I think Martha takes a lot of hits from people looking at this. What Martha did was good. Martha's problem was she's comparing her reality to Mary's and trying to find her identity in bringing Mary back to her position. And Martha would have been fine if she just did what she did, served the food, and sat down. That would have been her great for that moment. But her struggle is she gets caught in the act of comparison.
Is this at all comparable to the story, the end of the story of the prodigal son, where the good son, who has not gone off and squandered wealth, becomes upset because the father has joyously received the prodigal son back into the family?
Absolutely. And so the moral of the story is quite simple. Living outside of God's design is bad. Living in God's design for the wrong reasons is not often much better. You just end up in a different form of unrighteousness. And so the challenge to all of us is to know why God's created us and to invest ourselves in the things that are the best for us at different times, not comparing ourselves to other people around us.